On a night where the fur began to fly, courtesy of E2 Tallulah goal, quite the hair-raising finish here on Teddy Bear Toss Night. And the first place, Everett Silvertips, zooming right into the holiday break in appropriate fashion, winning three in a row, and in a frenetic ending, a 4-2 victory over the Portland Winterhawks.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, if they faltered any, it might have been the first 8 minutes of the first period that it did happen, where Coach Constantine called his timeout and got things rearranged quickly.
Considering the numbers, Mike Benton with you alongside Al Kaniski. By the way, in those opening minutes, the Tips were outshot 10-1 to a team playing in their fourth game in five nights. So sensing some rhythm, the Silver Tips trying to nip things in the bud and turn that rhythm right back into their favor, a move that would pay off over time. They came back, by the way, to outshoot Portland 14-11 in the opening frame, but a lot of the offense had to wait for the second half, mainly of this game. But Portland had the lid lifter, 2:53 into the second period, courtesy leading scorer Cody Glass. As a stretch pass, Fontaine intercepting, counterattack left side, Portland zone, and the post-to-post feed out of the reach of Bykov. Davis tees one up, and it sears high and wide, and taken back out by Keegan Iverson. 3-on-2 counterattack, his centering pass, and a shot by Cody Glass, and he scores. 17:07 to go in the second period, and once again, the opposition draws first blood. Cody Glass is 18th goal of the season off a textbook rush by the Winterhawks. It's 1-0. And he continues to put up points in a blinding pace here in his draft year. Cody Glass's first of two goals on the evening to make it a 1-0 game, Al.
Just a great shot, great feed by Iverson, and across the green shot by Glass to put his team up 1-0.
So from there, the tide turning and in the silver tip favor. The only thing here is that Cole Keller bending but not breaking back in the Portland net. And the Tips had to wait all the way until the final minute of the second period for the Teddy Bear Toss goal. All things considered, they had trucks lined up here just outside the glass for the second intermission to get the toss going just in case. So Charity not taking a loss here, but the Silver Tips, based on script, would have loved to get a goal here to finally get the shower of stuffed animals onto the ice. The honors to Tallulah with 31.2 to go in the second. Into the trenches, battle won by Kevin Davis. In a 1-0 Portland lead, left side. Graham Miller into the offensive zone. Now for Davis on that safe rebound. Score! Here come the Teddy Bears, courtesy E2 Tallulah. A shower of fur on the ice. 31.2 seconds left. Second period. Tallulah's rebound goal, number 8 on the season. We're tied at 1. Davis and Graham Miller with the assist for Tallulah's 8th goal of the year. From there, the 10-minute delay for the whole charitable experience, and E2 Tallulah got this building rocking when Davis and Tallulah found space off the rush.
Absolutely, and when you see a guy going hard to the net with the puck, you should follow it in. That's exactly what he did. Rebound was sitting there, and it just took him a brief second to get that puck up high into the net.
31.2 left on the clock. That would be tacked on following a break here for the unofficial intermission. Tips and Winterhawks played out the string, a quick switch of sides, and from there the Tips continuing with momentum, eventually grabbing their first lead, little past the halfway mark of period number 3, courtesy a Mona Lisa tight finish for the top line of Bykov's Werger and Matt Fontaine. Into the offensive zone, he swings wide, being worked on by Skrumita, and a pass up by Cody Glass. Tips intercept and doer for Bykov. Back out of the zone, Bykov dangling, Portland in, sets up and a pass in front for his Werger, the tip in front, Fontaine, he scores! A beauty of a finish with 7:38 to go! Third period, Matt Fontaine at the far side post, picking up on the season. Goal number 8, it's 2-1 Silver Tips.
Zwerger and Bykov with the assist a little over the 12-minute mark. Period number 3, certainly a work of art.
Well, if you want to give give the puck to somebody in tight to put a goal in. Fontaine's definitely one of those guys. He's got great hands, and whether there's 2 feet of space or 10 feet, he can find the back of the net.
And from there, Portland yet had an answer inside. 4 minutes to play in regulation. Again, the transition game victimizing the Silvertips, and Cody Glass right back into the mix again to tie the score. They counterattack Portland. McKenzie, center McEachran now for Glass. His wrist shot, and he scores. Second goal of the game for Cody Glass. And in crunch time, 3:21 to go in regulation. And the refs are fooling Mario Petit. So it is a neck-and-neck battle now, and we are tied again at 2. But then very next shift in a game that essentially turned into a supersonic sprint toward the finish, Devin Skoleski went right back toward the blue paint and rewarded once again to emit bedlam in this building in downtown Everett for once again a late Silvertips lead. We have a tight one again in a 2-2 game. A puck in back of the Portland net to Shera. And Skoleski battling. Tolola sends it now to the line. Christensen, wrist shot deflected. They score! Devin Skoleski was right at the front of the net. It came off Jay Christensen's play. 2:50 to go in regulation. There's your answer. It's 3-2 Silvertips. 17:10, officially the time of the goal. Devin Skoleski picking up number 5 on the campaign. Goals now in back-to-back games for him. Jay Christensen as well with the assist.
Yeah, and goaltenders hate shots like that. That puck was going wide, but Skoleski was there off the side post and got a piece of it to redirect into the back of the net.
It put this game into a high sprint toward the finish. The Tips had the inside track, and with that Portland pulling goaltender Cole Keller trying to find a miracle here with a 6 attacker. There would be no such miracles as Connor Dewar delivering the finish on this empty net goal. 1:59 to play. The draw 1 to Kevin Davis. A 3-2 Silvertip lead, but again, this game in the balance. Puck is now cleared. Left side, Dewar, empty net. Heavy scores! The pit bull with the dagger. 1 minute, 48 seconds left in regulation. Connor Dewar once again from center ice. Number 4 on the season, it's 4-2 Silvertips. And with that, the goal coming at 18-18, that would be the finish. Mario Petit finishing with a 25-save effort. He has now won 3 consecutive games, all in net here for the Tips. Win streak heading into the holiday break as they scripted a 4-2 victory over their U.S. division rival, Portland Winterhawks.
Always feels good going into a holiday break with the win, and especially good being at home on Teddy Bear Night and against the Portland Winterhawks.
Final score here puts these teams with the records. The Silvertips 24-4-5, 53 points. Last week, Jack Prince George still underway, so that bid for a top record in the WHL heading into the holiday break, still pending as of right now, but nonetheless, the Silvertips, a lion's share lead for first in the U.S. division. It is now at 12 points over the Tri-City Americans, who we learned were shut out by the Seattle Thunderbirds 3-0 earlier in Kent this evening. So the Tips again, 24-4-5 at 53 points, and Portland now a record of 19-16-1. They have 39 points. On this season, the Silvertips are now 4-1 against the Winterhawks and going all the way back into last year for regular season play, including playoffs. The Silvertips have won 10 of the last 11 against Portland. At your final score here on Teddy Bear Toss Night, Silvertips 4, Portland 2 all, before a crowd of 57-33 here at Xfinity Arena. For Al Kaniski, I'm Mike Benton for Silvertips Replay.